USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the partial government shutdown over, President Trump says he doubts he could accept any deal from lawmakers that would give him less than his requested $5.7 billion for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. All this means is there could be another government shutdown coming up in February. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News civility needs to make its way back to Washington so we can work out a deal.
If we start treating each other with respect, even though we have major differences on policy, I think we're going to go a long way to bringing this country back together.
Former President Trump associate Roger Stone plans to plead not guilty in a D.C. federal court on Tuesday as part of the Robert Mueller investigation. Florida's Ethics Commission is looking into charges against former candidate for governor Andrew Gillum. He's accused of accepting gifts from lobbyists and vendors during his time as mayor of Tallahassee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A somber day of remembrance for NASA and astronauts all across the world. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Today marks a tragic anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger tragedy. It exploded a minute 13 seconds after liftoff 33 years ago today.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
All seven astronauts aboard were killed, including the first teacher in space, Krista McAuliffe.
Brutal cold is affecting millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes and causing the cancellation of thousands of flights. Forecasts say temperatures in Chicago will drop well below zero beginning tomorrow night with wind chills as low as minus 55. The heavy snow in the Midwest will be moving east and causing headaches all along the East Coast. The storm is also expected to impact Super Bowl travel on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The IRS is back to work processing tax returns and issuing refunds following the announcement that the partial government shutdown has ended. One of the things many folks worry about is getting audited. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Paul Schwartz. He's a CPA, and he talks about the actual number of how many folks are audited.
Typically, the percentage of people being audited is approximately 1% to 1.5%, which is a pretty low rate, keeping in mind that 95% of all people who are audited are done so at random.
Schwartz also has some tips for you on how to not draw the eye of the IRS.
Well, the biggest thing is you want to make sure that you're showing enough income on the return to support normal everyday living expenses. If they see a return that has very little income, they start to wonder how you supported yourself. And so that's something that really would perhaps trigger a red flag in their eyes. And one of the big areas also is charitable contributions. Be careful on that, especially non-cash contributions like the donation of merchandise or clothing or household furniture. People do tend to be aggressive in that area, and the latest research we have is that they may start to focus on that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.